Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to be together again today as we conclude our focused discussion on the providence of God. In a sense, we never stop talking about it, because every second of our lives we live under His providence. And we give our Lord thanks and praise for this. If we want to know who God is, then we must know that He preserves everyone and everything He has created, and that God directs the actions of everyone and everything He has created, working all things together for His honor and His glory. Notice the emphasis at the end of our definition, for God's honor and for God's glory. My friends, everything God created and everyone God created is made for the honor and glory of God. Everything God does is for His own honor and His own glory. This is amazing, and this is true. And we want to put this truth to the test in this. God has allowed for evil and sin in our world. Why has He done this? Well, think of this. We would not know Jesus Christ if it were not for our evil and our sin. The reason we have intimate knowledge of God's Son is because He came for us. He made atonement for us on His cross, and He has taken away our evil and our sin if we believe in Him. So that a biblical answer to why God allowed for evil to enter the garden in Eden and for why God allowed Adam and Eve to sin, Genesis chapter 3, is that by allowing for this evil, God will give us Jesus as our Savior from sin, thereby honoring and glorifying Himself. As we saw yesterday in Ephesians 1, we are saved from sin for the praise of His glory. And it is Jesus who saves us. We also read this in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. As we gaze into the face of our Savior from sin, Jesus Christ, we see the glory of God. This reminds me of Hebrews 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 begins, "And Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature." To see the glory of God is to look into the face of Christ. And one day, in glory, that is in heaven, we shall see Christ. As we find ourselves deliberately rescued, delivered, and redeemed from evil and sin, we in turn honor and glorify God. Well, logically, evil and sin have to first exist before God can deliver us from them. Therefore, God, in His wisdom and knowledge, has allowed for their existence. Everything God does is for His own honor and His own glory, and this includes His allowance for evil and sin. And remember, one final reminder, God never causes sin, and God never approves of sin, but God does permit sin. God also directs sin. He certainly restrains and limits sin, and He overrules sin, and He does the same with evil. Now you might object, "I do not understand this. This doesn't make sense. I still do not see how God's honor and glory comes from our evil and sin." Well, my friend, I am not saying I totally understand this either. As I said from the beginning of our study in Providence, this is hard to grasp, because our human minds are extraordinarily limited. But the Bible is definitive. God permits evil and sin, then gives us Christ to save us from our sin, so that God is honored and God is glorified. I submit to you that this is the best we have in answering biblically the question that launched us on this quest into the providence of God. Here is what I said way back 5 weeks ago today. I began reading Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now I read that and I am immediately bothered. Something here disturbs me, and this is what it is. Why did God allow for there to be evil? How was Satan even able to sin against God? And then, why did God permit the serpent to be possessed by Satan and to lead Eve into temptation for sin? How is it that Eve and then Adam were even able to be tempted to sin against God? I doubt I am alone in asking these questions. I very much doubt I am alone in feeling perturbed and disturbed in Genesis 3, 1 through 5. That is what I said. That is what I asked. And here, 5 weeks later, is how I have answered, again, from the Bible. Does this help you understand something of why God has allowed for evil and sin? I hope so. I pray so. I've asked God to speak through me, and especially through the Bible. The Bible, which is His holy, inspired, without error in the original manuscripts, and infallible word. When the Bible speaks, God speaks, and He has spoken to us. Did you know that we are going to meet Jesus right here in Genesis chapter 3? That's right. It is in Genesis 3 that evil enters the garden and man and woman sin, but it is also in Genesis 3 when God gives the promise of the Savior from sin, Jesus Christ the Lord. God is sovereign, and God uses His providence to implement His plan for the world and for every person in it. From before time began, God predetermined for there to be evil and sin, and God planned for His Son Jesus to deliver us from such evil and sin. Wow, what an awesome God we serve. Does knowing this build your confidence in God? When I think of how God is the ruler of this world, when I think about how He is in charge of all that happens, indeed in control of everything and everyone, I feel my confidence in Him surging. And I am far less anxious or worried about all that I am facing, and together we are all facing. Check your national and world news. Doesn't the world seem to be spinning out of control? Oh, it may seem like it. It may feel like it. But it is not. Today we pause to give honor and glory to God because we know that everything God does is for His honor and glory. We exalt the One who is really in charge. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, published in 1648, is a summary of Bible doctrine or teaching. It takes the form of question and answer, and listen to how it begins. Question 1. What is the chief end of man? Answer. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Our chief end, the purpose for which we exist, is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. I like that. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, published in 1648. God's providence has taught us to glorify Him, hasn't it? This reminds me of two verses of Scripture. The first is Psalm 86, verse 9. "All nations whom You have made shall come and worship before You, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. Psalm 86:9. And 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Our chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever, and we do both of these under His providence. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your providence. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for directing the actions of our lives. And thank you for working all things together for your honor and your glory. We honor you. We give you our highest and greatest respect. We glorify you. You are magnificent. You are majestic. Thank you so much for your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Indeed, we see the glory of God in the face of Christ. Jesus, you are the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature. And we confess to you today our sins. We are sinners through and through. Please forgive us our sins. Give us Christ. We are responsible for our evil and our sin. You will hold us accountable in judgment. We pray this will make us live with the fear of God, to live in reverential awe before you always. Indeed, make it our chief end to glorify you and to enjoy you forever. We are saved for the praise of your glory, and we ask that you will continue to save people from sin, especially those family members and friends we love. Please, give them the gift of faith to believe in Jesus and to be redeemed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.